The Dodgers had White Sox on Wednesday. Kike Hernandez would have a big night, but this would be all about Yoan Moncada making his White Sox debut. It would be Hernandez's first turn to shine in the second.
It's been a remarkable run.
They just don't have any weaknesses, Charlie.
Kike on 1-0 with a fly ball to left field. Cabrera going back. He's looking up, and that is gone. Kike Hernandez, his ninth home run of the year. And the Dodgers, just like that, take a 2-1 lead. The future has arrived on the south side of Chicago. No balls, two strikes, and the pitch is outside. Outside and high. Now the 2-2. Just outside, 3-2. High ball four. Rarely has a walk been so popular. And Hernandez drills another home run. What a shot. Kike 2-for-2. He now has 10 home runs on the year. No doubt about that one. And the Dodgers take a 3-1 lead. There goes Taylor again. And a fly ball to left field. It's deep. Cabrera going back to the wall. He looks up and it's gone. A two-run home run for Corey Seager. His 15th of the year. For the Dodgers, their fourth home run of the night.
The game would be called after a 37-minute delay. Another day, another win for the Dodgers on Wednesday. This time it's 9-1 in 8 innings over the White Sox, their 11th in a row. And the reaction from manager Dave Roberts.
Good. Dave, how were you guys able to capitalize with runners in scoring position more effectively tonight than you did last night?
It started off with Chris. You know, Chris Taylor's been swinging the bat so well. And, you know, when we got him on, which we have been doing, we talked about earlier, and tonight we got him in. And, you know, Corey's been swinging the bat really well and got rewarded. And, you know, the big homers from Kike. So, you know, manufacturing is great, but the long ball is nice too. And for Kent to go out there and give us five strong innings, and I wanted to get him out there for the sixth, but 27-ish pitches in that fifth inning. I thought it was pretty stressful. And a third time through with Abreu and Garcia coming, I wanted to go to strip. And it turned out to be a long inning anyway. So it proved to be the right decision. But some good things from Kenta, our offense, and you know, a very good road trip.
What was good from Kenta tonight?
Well, with Kenta, you know, he attacked. He attacked with the fastball. And you know, maybe not as perfect as far as command, but the slider was good tonight too. And so I think that with the fastball slider combination, you know, that infield hit the fielder's choice ultimately, or the hit infield hit, that kind of led to that long fifth inning. But I thought Kenta threw the ball really well.
It's one thing to rattle off five straight wins on a home stand, but you guys are effective on the road, winning every single game, and you have won your 11th straight. What can you say about that beat?
It's one of those things where the things now are in place where, you know, regardless of opponent, where we play, and, you know, even last night we talked about how guys were upset about how we played and still won a major league game, which is tough to do. And so, you know, these circumstances right now, it's late. We're going to head back to the West Coast getting late, but we're going to be ready to win a game. So I think that for us, the way we go about preparing for each day is unique, it's consistent, and it's led to a lot of wins.
With Ryu back in the mix, does Kenta go his next turn?
That's something that we're going to talk about. I know he's earned that right, and you know, where we slot him, I don't know right now. But I know that, you know, he did everything he can do to earn that next opportunity.
You mentioned last night you weren't happy with the 1-for-10 runners in scoring position. How do you address that? Do you confront guys? Do you talk about it? Do you just let them stew on it?
No, let them stew on it. And I think for me is conversations with our hitting coaches and what we could have done better. But for me is as I walked into the clubhouse and, you know, feeling the tone, seeing the tone of guys, the demeanors, and how, you know, when we win, and usually guys are more upbeat, they were more solemn last night. So I think that I took it as such as we didn't play a good baseball game, but still found a way to win. So tonight, I think guys are feeling a lot better about themselves.
Has it kind of become a self-policing situation?
It is. And I think that the best teams, you know, across sports industries, there is a self-policing factor, and we've got some some young players, some veteran players that do things the right way, and they take care of things. So, you know, that's for me to sit back and watch these guys go about their business professionally is a good thing.
I asked Kershaw this last night. Just seems simple right now. You show up at the park, you win a game.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. You know what the confidence that we have in our group that we're going to win a game on a particular night is real. The talent in the room, the confidence that we have in each other is real. And now it's just going about going out there and doing it. And there is, you know, you can talk about expecting to win, but you got to do it to really believe it. And so we're doing it.
LA looks to keep it going as they host the Braves on Thursday, while the White Sox have the day off.